Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Picks are in. Weekend is upon us. And it's a weekend where you can enjoy a little bit on Sunday if you are Falcon-focused, like many of us, and you're going, hey, bye week. All right, it's going to be a nice weekend. Enjoy.
Play some golf, maybe.
Do something outdoors because it's getting nice out there for sure. And then, you know, next week, Mike and I will be back up at Flowery. Now, things get shifted a little bit because it's a Monday night game, so we're normally there on Wednesdays. We're going to be up there on Thursday bringing you the coaches show and our player guests and all of that stuff next week because, again, game's not until Monday night. It's not Sunday. But it won't change anything as far as what we give you week in and week out. And, look, I'm curious to know, when once we get back, Mike, what happened on this bye week? Again, I think the perception, and I think most sports fans know by now, it's not like these guys, you know, put their feet up on the desk and don't do anything or they get out of town. A lot of the players may because this is their only break. Of length when you talk about a long season, but even that is just a couple of days, and then you're back at it, man. It's not like, you know, you're going to sit around, Mike, and eat bonbons all week.
Yeah, we'll get to see, and it is kind of cool. One thing, we'll get to see what the Patriots game is Sunday night with Buffalo.
That's right.
So we'll get to see that, and then, of course, you know, look at Josh Allen, see what, Vrabel and company come up with to try to slow him down. It's copycat league. I mean, we've got some tremendous athletes. I mean, give credit to Fontenot. I know I was killing him for some of the things I perceived were, you know, some crazy picks, but now, the last 2 years on the defensive side of the ball, we talked about names like Brandon Dorlus, Luke is really coming into his own. And then, you know, the evolution of what Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker are. Are they where you expected them to be? The Minnesota game was kind of amazing. Unfortunately, the entire team. Defense wasn't horrible against Carolina. We just couldn't. They flipped the field on them with you know, bad kicks and a pick six. But I do think, you know, the defense, you need a little bit more in that game, but everything was going south against Panthers.
Yeah, it really was. And let me ask you this, because coming off of last night's game, they didn't win, but the Rams are good, and we know that, and they worked their way back into that game. Matthew Stafford, Mike, has 11 touchdowns, 2 picks this year. He's already got 1,500 yards. He leads the league by like 400 yards, right? Dak Prescott is second behind him in yards, and his quarterback rating is over 100, which is great. I'm just thinking, like, is this going to be a year where Matthew Stafford actually wins a potential MVP? Now, I know it's a long season. Lamar has been injured. Mm-hmm. Josh is obviously going to be in the mix, and we'll get a chance to see him firsthand. But unlike last year, I think they're more balanced a little bit more maybe on offense, and even though they rely on Josh a lot. But I'm just looking at this, and I'm going, 38-year-old Matthew Stafford, right? I think he's 37. He'll be 38 this year. Mike is having a really good start after 5 games. If he stays healthy, we talked about this in the offseason, the back and all of that, and we know his ties to Georgia and certainly his, you know, living here. But, man, that would be a story. And I don't know if it'll play out that way, but I'm just kind of surprised to see him on top of all these numbers when you talk about the quarterbacks in the league.
Well, Josh Allen is running for touchdowns. He's throwing for touchdowns. So, again, you add them all up.
Right.
You know, you get up there to where Matthew Stafford is. I mean, Dak Prescott is a good quarterback. but, you know, it's just the Cowboys. Okay, I mean, he's second in yards. Sometimes the yards, that doesn't really tell the story. No. 6 touchdowns, 3 picks. But as far as total yardage, he's second. Daniel Jones, I know in my fantasy league, he was the 5th-ranked quarterback, and I may have to start him this week.
You know? Got
I
mean, it?
Yeah, I picked him up off, you know, he was out there.
Who's your other
claimed
guy?
Him. It is Jordan Love with the Packers. Mm. So it's going to be Daniel Jones against the Raiders, and hope that he does a good job. But statistically, he's doing okay. Drake May, and again, you know, we'll see them too. Remember, guys, we see the Patriots later this year.
Yeah.
Drake May's got 7 touchdowns and 2 picks, and he's athletic.
Yeah, and if you're wondering, Michael Penix is in the middle of the pack, guys.
12th. He comes up 12th in yardage. The touchdowns, and again, remember we had all those weeks with no touchdowns. He's only 3 at 1.3 touchdowns, 3 picks.
Well, that's the thing. Stafford's throwing touchdowns at least 2 every week or more. That's how you get to that number 11, and you go, wow, all right, he's not turning it over.
Caleb Williams, 8 touchdowns, 2 picks. You think Ben Johnson's working?
It's a good start, man. It really is. Just curious as we talk about, you know, where we're at and where the league is and these quarterbacks. More on the Falcons coming up at 5 o'clock. You'll hear Brian Snicker's interview with the Steakhouse. Right now, though, let's talk some dogs. You already know I like them this weekend. But Kirby says it's not going to be easy because Kentucky always plays them tough.
All right, guys. It's on to Kentucky for us. Our guys are fired up. Got work done yesterday, and a bunch of them came in. And I think when you see our guys, you realize how invested they are when they hurt. It's good when guys hurt because you hurt relative to how invested you are in something. So I know our guys will have good energy today for a really, really – it's always the most physical game when we play these guys. Because philosophically, they believe in running the ball. We believe in running the ball. Those two things hit head-to-head when we play them.
I mean, it's, you and I, we spent a lot of time in the pick segment talking about what Georgia team you're going to get. You know, again, even if you do, you know, heaven forbid, start a little vanilla, as some people have said. Mike Griffin said he thought the defensive approach from Glenn Schumann was a bit, pedantic. This isn't exactly an offense that can do anything to you with it. But, yeah, man, the Wildcats, as you mentioned, lost to South Carolina. 2-2, but you know the physicality Kirby's talking about. I would imagine George has heard all the chatter all week. So you expect? I mean, what does that mean? Coach is coach angry? Are you going to coach angry? I mean, I know the guy's going to play angry. Are you going to coach angry?
Yeah. Look, I heard last week going into the Alabama game that there was no change in his demeanor as far as what he said and how he went about it versus the Alabama week. And that may sound crazy, but. You know your team. You know what gets through to them, Mike. Again, right. It wasn't like Georgia wasn't ready to play. You got to give credit and tip your cap sometimes to the other side and say they came out with a great game plan. But to your point, yeah, I think you need a little bit of that this week. I do think you need to be a little PO'd and come out with that kind of energy to maybe get things ramped up. Look, this season for the Dogs is not going to get any easier. Whether you think Kentucky is going to be an easy win or a loss or whatever, wherever you're at, and I think it's going to be a big win. But, Mike, the season, look at the rest of this season. You've got to get mentally right going into these games. You can't start slow against Texas at home in right. Athens. You can't go on the road against Auburn the following week and think that that's going to be a cakewalk. We know how hard it is to win there. So I just feel like you got to set a tone, and now is the time to do it moving forward.
Georgia has won the last 15 meetings, as most Dog fans know. Last time, that's when Rick was really struggling, 2009, 2010. 2009, last time they beat the Bulldogs. It was in Athens, but I don't expect that. All we're focused on is that number, and can they cover and win by 20?
Kentucky's defense, here's the thing for me. When you talk about what they do, they give up a lot of yards, a lot of passing yards. I expect these wide receivers to get involved in the offense early. You said you wanted to see – look, you didn't feel like they threw to the wide receivers enough in the last game, did
well,
you?
Well, it's just something that we had talked about and just felt, look, if you're going to spend some money and you invest in these guys, and I just felt that, you know, Zach Branch is the best athlete you've got.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be cash. Now, again, that's one specific play. If the freshman lineman block, I think anybody could score there. But you know, I think Connor Riley was saying that other guys have emerged, and they like Dylan Bell and Kobe Young better than Noah Thomas, so that maybe that was money not well spent. But Zach Branch is a guy that to me has got to have a bigger impact on these games.
Yeah, I agree with that, and that's what I see. I think there are as far as the offense, you're going to see more production from the wide receivers. Now, Dady, I do agree with you. Late when they're up, they're just going to run the ball, and that's fine. Get these running backs acclimated. Again, don't fumble. Okay, don't put it on the ground. But I'm fine with that late. I'm not fine with that early. I want to see him come out and get established. All right, let me hear Kirby talking about the pain of this loss. And again, that's something that they're dealing with right now.
Hurting is hurting. It doesn't matter what age you are. You know, the more invested you are, the more you hurt. My question is, what are you going to double down on? You know, it's a different day and age of college football. Like, it's completely different out there. It's We've accepted it as coaches. We have to do a good job of the players responding to it. And, you know, what do you double down on? I know more about my team right now than I did a week ago. I can guarantee you that. And that's what fires me up. And I got a lot of optimism after that game because I learned a hell of a lot more about my team than I had the previous weeks.
Okay. And here's another reason why they're going to cover for me tomorrow. Cutter Bowley, I know you don't watch Kentucky, was terrible against South Carolina. No touchdowns, two picks. He only threw for a buck 20. Mm. They don't have anybody that pushes the ball down the field. So that is going to be tough. Georgia had a tough time against Alabama because they had that.
Super athletes, right.
That's part of this. All right. Mike, Ed Ogeron says he wants to get back into coaching. I want you to hear Ed because he always makes us laugh. Don't know where the right fit is for him as we talk some college football. But this is Ed Ogeron talking about it.
There's talk that you want to coach again. Does that mean big-time assistant like you were at USC? Does that mean head coach? What does that mean?
All depends what the best thing available is, Jock. But I'm ready to coach again. I left a little bit meat on the bone. I'm ready to go.
This is why he fit.
Got some meat on the bone. I'm ready to go there.
He fit LSU so perfectly, right?
No, I mean, you think about, you know, having Joe Brady as the passing game coordinator with a veteran OC and letting him, you know, just cut it loose, the perfect, you know, the stars aligned for Ed. One thing about Ogeron, everywhere he's been going back to his time at USC, great recruiter.
Yep.
So, but he's got to find that young, you know, sharp offensive mind to go along with it. Everybody tells us from LSU, and we got a lot of friends in Louisiana, is it's a shame. Ed had a, you know, like, it's, I don't want to get underneath his fingernails in his personal life, but, you know, you don't ditch your wife when you're on top of the world and lose focus and he just lost it. He basically lost his compass. I don't know if he'd admit that in an interview, but everything was there. You had the perfect machine. All you got to do was go, you know, you found a transfer. Now with the transfer portal, it would have been set up perfectly. You could argue, but things went south. But I think, you know, after paying his penance off in the wild and making a nice severance package doing it, Carl, is Ed ready to return? But what's that staff going to look like, I guess, is my question.
No, it's a great point because I think he's a great recruiter. Obviously, that doesn't play. It does, but it's not as big as maybe it was 10 years ago, right? So Ed can convince kids and families, like, this is the place. But also, you talk about that portal, but it is about the staff for him. I think that is the biggest thing. And he had an incredible staff at LSU. Go look at the guys. They're all pretty much moved on and doing great things. But I'll say this about what you're talking about, Mike. Midlife crisis comes for people at different times. It's not always at 50, right? It comes at different times, and you have those challenges, and you're right. Ed's making a lot of money. He's on top of the world. He's got everybody telling me he's the best thing ever. He's taking runs without his shirt on, and somebody's like, Ed, you're so cute. And he's like, really? And the next thing you know, he's got a midlife crisis.
I'd like to come look at Tiger practice. That's running around Day-Day, running around Jackson Square in his purple shorts. That the situation with the lady that went viral, because it turned out like her husband was a booster or was on the board, I guess the LSU's version of the Board of Trustees, whatever it is. And for those who don't remember it, he's at the gas station pumping gas. And there's this sexy woman. He's like, hey, you want to go work out together? She's like, well, I'm married. That don't matter. I was like, come on, man.
Yep.
And that thing went viral. Like, as you said, it happens to happens to the best of us at times. Meanwhile, the other game, nobody picked in our pick segment last hour. And I want to get your no-nonsense take on this. Do you trust Arch Manning in the swamp? Because, you know, the Florida Gators have still got a rough-and-tumble defense. The over-under on this thing is only 42.5.
Yeah.
But can Arch Manning, in his first SEC road game, this is the last chance, I think, for Gator fans to probably be excited about this season. Maybe you're not because you feel Billy Napier's time has passed. But the fans will be bananas in the swamp. What's going to happen?
Well, they are 0-1 in the SEC. They've dropped three in a row, the Gators. Three in a row. That's hard to do.
They, you know, maybe it's a statement of how inept LSU's offense is under Brian Kelly. That Florida State in that game, that should have been a blowout, but that's an LSU problem. So maybe can they do the same to Texas?
Well, listen, my point about that is Billy Napier's back on the proverbial hot seat, right? Before the season started, SEC Media Days were here in July. We were talking about it. And Billy's like, oh, my team responded last year, and they did. And it saved his job. Texas has won all three of its SEC road games in 2024. So, it's the first year for Arch, as you mentioned, on the road. The Ohio State game, though, Mike, gave him a real sense of what this is going to be like.
Right.
You know, but I do trust him. And I'm being serious. I feel like, you know, some of the stuff that has happened with Texas, penalties, turnovers, he wasn't delivering the football. They've had time to get right. They've not played. Okay, they played three cupcakes leading into this game.
I could think of a few places I would rather not start my SEC road career than the Gainesville.
Yeah.
You know, granted, again, they are what they are at this stage, but it'll be interesting. That's a 3:30 game.
It is. I'm looking at this Texas Tide.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For eighth in the SEC with 11 sacks, that's going to be the difference.
Right.
Can they get after DJ Lagway and he turns the ball over? But I do. But the spread is weird. This is like last night. When we talked about last night, we kept telling you guys, like, this is – the NFL is crazy this way. 8.5-point favorite, underdog for the 49ers. Look what happened. This is similar. Like, you go, wow, Texas should be way better. And watch what happens on Saturday. Watch it be a close game. All right, man, we got more to get to. Brian Snicker, what did he say on the steakhouse? Stay right there. As the manager says it was his decision, he talks about why and much more. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.